Word's on my heart tonight. We're going to start out in James,
Amen.
Chapter 2.
James chapter 2. Amen.
And I know what you mean, Brother Nathan. You know, being a preacher, the devil never fought me as hard as he did when I announced my calling.
Amen.
I started working for the Lord when I started doing what he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't just getting up here and just flipping open your Bible and just starting from there.
That's right.
Sometimes the Lord gives it to me a week in advance. Sometimes he gives it to me the day in advance.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes
Amen.
He gives it to me right then and there.
Yeah.
And even sometimes he gives it to me and then he changes it later.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's our part to be the clay in the potter's hand.
That's right.
We're supposed
Amen.
To be molded into
Amen.
What God would have us to be.
Amen.
You got your Bibles with you.
Yeah.
Come to James chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 14.
Amen.
The Bible says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?
Amen.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye worn and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?
Yeah.
Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
Amen.
Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Yeah.
Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Yeah.
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Amen.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
Yeah.
Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
Yeah.
Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And that's as far as we're going to read here right now.
Yeah.
Amen. We had a Sunday school this morning up there where I go to church at. And, amen. We've been on Hebrews there for a little while. And we've been going through Hebrews. It's my favorite book in the Bible. Hebrews is. So many wonderful, rich treasures there.
Yeah.
Amen. We're on the faith chapter. Amen. The chapter 11 of Hebrews.
Yeah.
And
got
to talk about faith this morning. And, hey, man, I didn't know what I was going to preach when I got here tonight. I just got the text from Nathan. I think it was Friday. And I didn't know exactly what the Lord would have me to preach, but I knew that something would come.
Amen.
I knew that God would give me what the church would need, what I need.
Amen.
It's not just for y'all. It's for me as well. Amen. And I began to trust God, began to ask God. And, amen, they began to talk about faith and this morning in Sunday school. And that thought just stuck with me,
Amen.
And I began to look about that faith with works. Amen. The more as I got to look at that, the more I realized, amen, what come to my mind is that faith is a verb. Amen. That'd be my thought tonight. If I had a thought, faith is a verb.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we've heard it said several times about love. Amen. A love is not just a feeling. A love is not just something that you have for somebody else. Amen. Love is something that you do. Amen.
Amen.
You listen to marriage counselors and you listen to, amen, family shows. Amen. On the radio, focus on the family and things like that. Amen. I've listened to many of them where it talks about marriage relationships and how to get along with one another and how to have a happy marriage. Amen. And they begin to talk about how all these people talk about how, amen, how they fall out of love with the other spouse. Amen. They fall out of love with him, but really, amen, it's not something, love is not something you fall out of, amen. Love is something that you do or you don't do.
Amen.
The advice they always give is that if you show love, amen, if you begin to love that spouse, amen, that love that you thought you fell out of will come back.
Come on.
A lot of times our love needs to be exercised. They say no pain, no gain. Use it or lose it.
Amen.
And I think of faith. Love is a verb. It's something you do. But I think of faith the same way.
Amen.
The more I listened to this, the more I listened to it this morning, the more I thought about it. The more I realized that things get done by faith. Amen. With works. Amen. We just heard that faith without works is dead. Why? Because it's alone. It has no strength of itself.
Right.
Amen. Even we just read, even the devils, how they believe and they tremble. But do they serve God? No, they don't. Will believing in God get them to heaven? No, sirree. Amen. The works has got to be there with the faith. Amen. That is an evidence. Amen. That you have been born again.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Begin to think about that. Begin to think about faith being a verb. It's an action. It's something that we do. Amen. They sung that song. It's funny. They sung that. This morning we got to talking about that song, Trust and Obey.
Amen.
There was a time that we was talking about faith and service this morning. And they got to talking about, amen, how... you have to step out on faith sometimes.
Amen.
I mentioned one time not too long ago, we was at church up there. Amen. And I didn't know exactly, I felt like we needed to sing something, didn't know what to sing.
Amen.
But God put a song in my heart, Trust and Obey. Something I don't really sing much, I heard it a few times maybe. Didn't really know the chords to, just had to wing my way through it. Amen. Didn't think it did a bit of good, Brother Nathan. I didn't know what I was doing half the time.
Amen.
Trying to remember how the song went.
Yeah.
And when I got done, when I got down, amen, I sat down and took my place. Amen. Jerry got up there. Amen. Began to preach on the very same thing, the thought of trust and obey.
Amen.
He said, come to find out, he didn't have a message. He didn't know what he was going to preach on that morning. Until I stepped out on faith. Amen. Jerry, if I had not stepped out on faith, who knows if Jerry had got the right message.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen. Faith is stepping out on it. Faith is something we go do. Amen. He just asked, was not faith Abraham justified? When he offered up his son, his only begotten son, Isaac. Amen. You think that get God's attention? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
when you mind the Lord, when you do what God says to do, when you trust and obey, amen, we'll be able to see things done in the churches today. We'll be able to see things done in the families.
Amen.
And be able to see peace that would pass all understanding. Amen. I'm glad they sung that song, Whisper Sweet Peace to Me.
Amen.
That's what I pray for a lot. Sometimes it seems like there's just so much to pray for, you can't get it all. And after a while, things just start getting a little bit slack. Things just start falling away. And you got to go back and you got to remember to pray for peace, pray for the fruits of the Spirit, and you got to remember to pray for all these things. You got to get recharged. Amen. As we was in Hebrews 11, I began to look at that scripture and kind of compare it to James over there, where we just read about faith with works and faith without works. And as we got to look at Hebrews 11, I began to notice a little pattern here. Amen. If you got Hebrews 11 just a few pages behind where we just read, if you want to turn over there. Amen. It talks about different things about faith. And in verse 6 it says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And then begins to talk about what faith does, and who does what with faith. Amen. It said that by faith Noah, being warned of God of those things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving, amen, of his house. If Noah had just believed God, amen, and not done anything about it, would his house have been saved? No. Ark would never have been built. Mankind would have been extinct. Amen. The whole world depended on Noah's faith. And what he did with it. Next, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should have to receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. You know, sometimes act on faith, a lot of times, Brother Nathan, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what God's going to do. Amen. All He asks us to do is what? Trust and obey.
Amen.
If He says go, that means not tomorrow, not yesterday, not 5 minutes from now. That means right now. Go.
Amen.
You say, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. That's fine. He'll tell you when you get there. That's one of the world's, you know, if there's ever a weight that I need to lay aside, it's, well, what am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do next? What am I supposed to do now? It ain't up to God to tell you all the details. Amen. It's up to you to mind the Lord. Go when He says go. Jesus didn't tell them exactly the bits and pieces of what they were supposed to do when they went to preach the gospel. He just said, go preach the gospel.
Amen.
When they obeyed the Lord, when they minded the Lord, Amen. In Acts, we find that 3,000 souls were saved one day.
Yeah.
Amen. Big things happen when we mind the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Big things happen when we couple our faith with action.
Amen.
Amen. Faith without works is dead. It just withers away.
Amen.
Amen. But you put legs on them prayers, brother. You put legs on them faith.
Right.
Amen. That we could see things happen. Amen. They saw things happen back then because they believed God. Amen.
Yeah.
And they acted on it.
Amen.
Right. Abraham offered his only son, Isaac.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't know exactly, you know, sometimes if you ever went back to the Bible and you would think, well, what would have happened if that had been different?
Come on.
What would have happened if Abraham hadn't obeyed God and tried to sacrifice Isaac like he asked for? We know that Isaac was spared.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not the point. The point was, how much did Abraham believe God?
Right. Right.
Was he willing to do something with that faith?
Amen.
Yeah.
What was he willing to do with that faith? He was willing to do what God asked him to do.
Right.
Right.
I'm getting to a point here. Now notice it says later on down it talks about we've heard about Abraham, we've heard about Noah. It talks about Isaac.
Yeah.
It talks about Jacob. It talks about Joseph.
Yeah.
And every single thing they do, every single thing it talks about, it always says by faith before that. If I put it this way, and I use my name, by faith, Eric did something.
Yeah.
By faith, Brother Nathan did something.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. It wasn't by faith, Noah, and then that's it.
Yeah.
It's coupled with works. It's coupled with an action. It's coupled with something
right.
that God enables him to do through that faith.
Amen. Right.
By faith, Moses, verse 23. When he was born, he was hid 3 months.
Right, yeah.
Moses was hid by his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses was hid all that time as his mother, as the nursemaid and the daughter of Pharaoh.
Right.
He was hid
right
there in the very midst in plain sight because of the mother's faith.
Yeah.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He chose rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God.
Amen.
Than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why was it for a season? Because God was going to destroy Egypt. By faith, he forsook. By faith, he did this. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. By faith, all these other people did this.
Right.
This whole book is not just faith. This whole book is faith with works.
Coupled
with works.
Yeah.
Even when Christ was here healing on earth, there was always something required of the one that was getting healed.
Mm-hmm.
The man with the withered hand, if he was to heal his hand, he said, stretch forth thine hand.
Yeah.
The man had to do something.
Right.
He had to believe enough to put forth an effort.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe that me and you today, if we're going to see anything accomplished in our life, amen. We can't just rely anymore simply on just believing God. We've already read the devils believe, but that doesn't get them make any progress with God. Amen. We are to believe, but act on that belief.
Right.
And when we go out and do what God asks us to do, when we go out and act on that faith,
amen,
God is able to do something. Let him work with it.
That's right. Amen.
The problem is we get so wrapped up in what should I be doing? What work should I be doing?
Yeah, come on.
One word stood out to me this morning. I've never seen it. Simple enough to be looked over. What work should I be doing? What work should I couple with my faith? You look at verse 8 in Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, did what?
Obey.
What's my work? My work is what Jesus say? To do the will of my Father.
Yeah.
Our work is to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
To do His will.
Yeah.
Let me show you how important obedience is. 1 Samuel chapter 15 tells a story of a man we know was King Saul. And Samuel, a man, was head over Israel. And we find out that Samuel and Saul, he was to anoint Saul to be king. And we find that all throughout the Bible, Saul constantly, amen, was doing things against what God wanted him to do.
Yeah, right.
And this final act, amen, of rebellion Because that's what Samuel called it.
Yeah.
His final act of rebellion is what stripped the kingdom from Saul.
Right.
And it was placed upon David.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to go down here. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 10. Let's see what the Lord had to say about Saul. It said, "Then came the word of the Lord to Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. For he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, "Saul come to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and down to Gilgal. Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" And Saul said, "Well, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." First of all, his commandment was to destroy the whole nation. Everybody, everything in that nation was to be destroyed. Saul had a different plan. Verse 16, "Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord's anointed thee king over Israel? The Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord has sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of those things, which should have utterly been destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Right there, plain and simple, he told Saul he rebelled.
Yeah.
He was stubborn and he rebelled.
Right.
And Saul thought in his heart that he was doing God a service, doing God a favor, by saving what they call the best. Well, it was belonged to the enemy. It was rotten goods in the first place. They thought it was going to be the best for the Lord.
Right.
And he said, you fly upon the spoil. In other words, he had only his own well-being in mind.
Yeah.
And wanted to consume the riches that they found in the camp. But Samuel pointed it out to him that God did not require you to make sacrifice. What he wanted you to do was to obey. Amen. He wanted you to obey his voice. Amen. Because you did not obey, amen, the kingdom that God had put upon you has now been stripped from you. And it's going to be given to the house of David. And Saul couldn't find any repentance for that. He could not find repentance for that. He was hounded all his days. He was slain, amen, in one of the battles. Amen. And he had evil spirits visit him all the time after this. Amen. It was only David, through God, was able to ease the torment of those evil spirits because of his disobedience. Amen. He saw destruction and death. Amen. That's how important it is. That's how serious God takes it. We obey him. Amen. Faith with works. The works of us is to do his will. To obey him. Even if we're scared. Even if we're afraid. I can't tell you how many times as a preacher I get scared of doing some of the easiest things it is for some other people to do. I'm telling you, it ain't, you know, everybody's not different. Everybody's different, amen. And you know, some people aren't as, you know, flamboyant as other people are. We're more quiet, more reserved. So, you know, it's, it's just not easy for me to just let out a whoop and shout, you know, like it is for some people. Much as I feel it well enough in my soul, I've only shouted maybe 3 times that I can remember since I've been saved. And how I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's me holding it back, or if it's just that I just get so happy I don't know what to do. That's between me and the Lord. We still got to work that out.
That's right.
I tell you, the devil will fight you with that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not like so-and-so. You should be like so-and-so. God made him a few. I am. Paul said, I am what I am.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm supposed to serve God by faith.
Amen.
You know, we don't need to be like, in this sense, we don't need to be like Peter asking Christ what John was going to do. What's he going to do, Lord?
Right.
What did Jesus say? He said, what's that to thee?
He said, you're going to follow me.
Follow me. You follow me. You mind your own business and make sure your relationship with me is okay. But because of this, later on down through the years, if I'm not mistaken, this is the one I'm thinking of, Agag and the Amalekites is the same line of Haman in the book of Esther, who was going to destroy all the Jews. Mm-hmm. See, if Saul had taken care of that problem, we wouldn't have to worry about the book of Esther.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen. Wouldn't have to worry about Haman trying to kill all the Jews. But he disobeyed, and because of that, another generation had problems because of that.
Yeah.
If we would just obey God,
and
He asked us to obey Him, and do what He have us to do.
Yeah.
Even if it means stepping out and coming to an altar,
amen.
Not because you're lost. Amen. A lot of people, we have that problem. We think, well, so-and-so things and lost.
That's right.
I go to the altar.
Yeah, come on.
Don't worry about so-and-so. What's you follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody else might be waiting on somebody to make a move, and that'll cause a movement. Amen. Brother Terry preached on the waters being troubled and being stirred one day on the revival on there.
Yeah.
And I'm still feasting on that. Every time I read that, I think about that message he preached. Amen. Just come on in while the water's being stirred.
Yeah.
Amen. When people start moving, when people start clapping their hands with joy, when they start praising the Lord, and the Spirit is free and it's liberty to move.
Right.
Amen. The water becomes stirred.
Yeah.
Amen. And then God can move because of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the work is just simply praying.
Amen.
Having communication with the Lord.
Yeah. Yes.
Taking Him at His word.
True.
Amen, and trusting and obeying.
Amen.
Sometimes we're in a waiting stage. Man, that's one of the hardest places to be.
Yeah.
You're waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
And you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is listen for His voice.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, read His word.
Yeah.
Just go about your daily life.
Yeah.
And keep the channel of communication open between
you. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Talk to the Lord every day. When He gets ready, you'll hear that still small voice.
Amen.
As we stand tonight.
Amen.
No, we can't be worried about if what we do for the Lord is going to turn out a certain way.
Yeah.
Every time, Brother Nate, before I get up to preach, I think, boy, I can see it right here. Me hooping and hollering and just having a good old time. Every time I get up here, I pretty much stay in one spot.
Right.
It never happens the way I think it's going to.
That's right.
I'll get myself out of the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Got to trust God.
Amen.
Got to just go ahead and chalk it up to the fact that it's not going to be what I think it's going to be.
That's
true. It's going to be what God can use it for.
Amen.
It can only be that if I obey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight is your faith coupled with works tonight.
Amen.
Has your faith been weak? Is it because you haven't had works coupled with that to give it legs, to give it strength?
Amen.
Search your heart tonight, as they say.
Amen.
And this altar is open tonight.
Oh,
yeah. A little bit of refreshment.
Amen.